somebody like me. Welcome back. Juno Afternoons made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. This is KTOO, Public Media's Juno Afternoon. And our next guests here are here to talk about the Juno Artist Gallery's opening that's happening tonight, the first Friday event that's happening tonight. Laurie Craig from the Juno's Artist Gallery, thanks for coming
in. Hi, this is such a wonderful opportunity, and yeah, we love First Fridays. You know, this kind of grew out of Gallery Walk and how successful that was, but the whole town has really gotten into this, and particularly for downtown, we're really excited about hosting our friends again, and so we have, you know, like a lot of other businesses, we really make First Friday something special.
And we got some cooperation with dry weather. Beautiful, crisp. It's a little, you know, dress warmly, but it's crisp and dry and beautiful out. And you'll be featuring Diane Anderson and Mark Vinsel, who are here and have joined us. So thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you,
and
Matthew.
Joining
We're
us.
Glad
tell,
to be here.
Tell me, Laurie, a little bit about the focus of what's going to be happening tonight.
Well, we have a featured artist every month, and Mark is our artist for this month for January. But both Diane and Mark have been so integral to the success of the gallery for so many years that we wanted to celebrate the contribution of both of them. So we're really excited to have both of them here tonight.
Well, great. So, Mark, I'll throw it to you first. Describe to me a little bit about what you wanted to focus on with the artwork that you're presenting at the gallery tonight.
Well, what I have today, I had about five new paintings in December, and I have five new that I put in this morning. They are watercolors, most of them done on site, en plein air, as they would say in French.
I don't know French, but
a little ink and watercolor. But there's really a couple categories. One is paintings from around Juneau. I mostly like to carry my watercolors whenever I go fly fishing around here, and so there are a couple from scenes from that. There are also a couple that are images from the cards used by commercial fishing organizations. I've long worked in the commercial fishing advocacy, and we use those for Christmas cards. I've got a couple of those. And then others are back to travel paintings. I met Diane in 1999 and 2000 mostly because of I had been traveling around the Western United States painting watercolors, fly fishing, and had one of the very early, before there was the word blog, I had a web blog traveling called A Painter's Journal. And the last episode I did was moving up here. And the first part of the summer, did some paintings here and caught my first king salmon on the fly. And that was the last episode of that body of work. And I look forward to regenerating that. And I do have a painting from Rocky Mountain National Park, Lily Lake, which was on the journey that I took in 1997.
Wow, okay. Diane, you're showing some artwork tonight as well.
I am,
then
yeah.
Did you try to think about the themes that Mark was presenting and work into those, or did you just have your own kind of stuff that you've been working on and you wanted to present?
All of the above there.
Okay.
I have a lot of collages that I'm showing and worked on this summer that are made from handmade paper that I make. So some of it's made out of mint, some of it's made out of beets for the dye of the pinks. And so I have those collages and some of the paintings that were from my favorites show that was at the City Museum. So I have a few pieces from that. And we've pretty much decorated the gallery with our leftovers.
Do most of your paintings use the paper that you create? I know I've talked to you before about, you know, using denim lint and things like that to work into paper and all that.
Is in there.
That's all in
my
there.
Denim,
okay.
Blue jean paper is a huge favorite of mine.
Yeah.
And there's some on the wall with that. Yes.
Right. And as I remember as well, I've seen some of your artwork where you're also kind of form pressing the paper as well and kind of working into that.
The embossing, I don't have any of that anymore.
Yeah.
But that was a favorite that I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about this kind of next phase journey. You're both well-known artists here in Juneau, and I think a lot of people have been fans of your work for a long time and have, of course, just known you personally for a long time. But you're looking at kind of phasing out of the artist gallery and then maybe phasing out of Juneau.
Yes, it's a very scary step that we're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to tiptoe away from Juneau. We have a place that we're going to settle and have our base. It's a kind of family compound down in Washington State. But from there, we want to travel around and continue Mark's Painter's Journal to paint and draw wherever is beautiful and just enjoy, you know, life for a while and not be pressured into doing things that the tourists would want.
Right, right. I get it. Yep. I mean, that is a pressure. That is, I would guess, always something that happens for artists whose work sells.
It is.
Right?
It is.
There's a pressure
for
what people want.
It's something we have to be thinking about. Yeah. Like, we went on this wonderful river tour of Grand Canyon, and I would have loved to do some paintings. And in my mind, it goes, well, people that get off the ships, they want the mystique of Alaska. They don't want the Grand Canyon unless they have that in their experience. So that's waiting for me to do a lot of those paintings. But the freedom of just the creativity of wherever we go is going to be really exciting.
Have you all traveled together before and as artists kind of decided and worked on artistic projects?
This is Mark. We haven't really collaborated on a project, but we've painted together.
We
painted together outside on our honeymoon in Japan, on our trip up the northwest coast.
Yeah, Oregon coast.
Grand Canyon,
we did a lot of painting.
We painted together quite a bit.
Do you find yourselves influencing each other's work when you're in that kind of situation, or are you just kind of really off in your own little world?
I always look at what he's doing. I love how he uses three colors and builds it all up, and his textures and his impressionism. I look at what he does a lot, and sometimes I have to go and grab things that the wind blows off and save his paintings, because he'll have them all laying out in the sunshine and he'll go off and do something else and they blow away. So I do that a lot.
Various duties as assigned.
Yeah.
in that area, yeah. And what about you, Mark? Are you kind of also are you also looking at what Diane's doing, or do you kind of say to yourself more?
Diane usually on site, she will paint, as we call it, with colored pencils or pencils, and she has a lot of contrast. She is a fine arts major from a very, very esteemed art school curriculum, and I look at her drawings because they are a good reference. They're a better reference than if I were to take a photograph.
But that's interesting because you got the way that you're working is very different. You're really doing a finished piece out there. And you, Diane, are really just taking artistic notes.
I am,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am doing a drawing that I'll do a painting from later.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's more important for you. Do you ever work from photographs?
I do. I'll take a photograph for reference, but I rely on my drawing. I get my composition from the drawing, and I invent my own colors often. Because if I'm looking at gray, I will throw in red first and then build up some colors from that. I don't use realistic colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're all studio later and in my own invention. And I usually make things more beautiful than they really are.
Well, that's okay. Well, Lori, I'm thinking you guys probably have to get down there pretty quick, right? This the gallery is, I'm sure, going to start loading in with people that want to see these artists. But tell me a little bit more about, or let people know a little bit more about, if they've never been there. I can't imagine that people haven't been there, but
there's
if they have,
there's always
haven't,
new
yeah.
people coming. So we're in the Senate Building. It's at 175 South Franklin Street. The whole building really gets involved in this, which is a lot of fun. And we are a membership organization. So all of us are members. We're juried in. We each have jobs. We each try to balance each other out. It's a really amazing thing that this model functions as a business. And both Diane and Mark have been integral to making that business work. So we are definitely feeling the absence even before they're gone. But we hope that we can step up and fill some of those footsteps that they have left behind. We maybe, also want new artists all the time too.
I was just going to ask maybe another couple of names of other artists that might be on display tonight if people go. And then
there's
also,
there's always more than 20 of us.
Okay.
And we're always changing things around. I've just moved my space to another area. So I'm kind of excited about how people are going to respond to that. But listening to both them talk about their work, it makes me realize that all we do as artists, whether it's music or drawing or painting, is we're trying to communicate something. We communicate what's inside of us, what's in our hearts, and of course we communicate with what we see outside. And we want to invite other artists to join us because it is really a fun organization. We love it.
Well, a great way to do that is to stop by tonight, see the beautiful artwork that's on display, talk to Lori or Diane or Mark about the experience of being displayed there, and maybe you will be joining the Juno Artist Gallery. Lori, Diane, and Mark, thanks so much for coming in and talking to me. It's been a pleasure, and have a great display and have a great gallery showing tonight.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks,
coming
Andy.
Up right now, here's Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. It's 27.